It's good. All my professors, when I was an undergraduate student, having gone to a small private, there wasn't summer school you could teach in, and so it's kind of hard if somebody says, you want to teach summer school, and you say, oh, I can make more money. But what I still try to do is try to make a reading list for myself for summer, and it's hard. We've probably talked about this before. At least it's hard for me during the semester to start reading anything for enjoyment, because what happens is, instead of getting ready for class, I'm sitting in my office reading my book. I haven't finished my book. And they say, oh, I don't want to go teach class. I want to read my book. And so it's good. And then you forget what you want to read. So anyway, what we're reading now, or what you should be reading now, is Eric. And Eric, you know, he kind of irritates me as we get on in this. You know, he's kind of an egomaniac. Ego man, I wrote in down here someplace. But we, you know, I was so blabby last time that we couldn't even get the poor boy married. We left him over here just really lusting after Enid. And I don't know, have we even gotten to the point where he knows her name? We were over on page 20, weren't we? Isn't that where we stopped? Where they were perfect, top of 22? She just got the dress. You know, she was dressed before, at least, you know, that wasn't why he could see it. Maybe he could see her sides through the holes in her clothes or something. You know, that's why he liked her sides so much. Anyway, I promised to shut up about that.